John, this is Troy from the Denver Post. How much did CJ's ability in the playoffs, fourth quarter clutch, how much did that figure in this decision ultimately to match?
I mean, that had a lot to do with it. I think, you know, what CJ's done to this point, but I think the key thing is when I talked to him, I said, we have high expectations for him, and we want to continue to get better on the offensive side with the bounce, and he's going to be the guy that's going to, you know, to lead that when it comes down to the running game. So we have high expectations for him and think he has the ability to do that, and so we're glad he's back.
John, in hindsight, do you wish you would have put the second-round tender on him a week ago?
No. We're glad we got him tied up for 4 years. We find out what his market value was, and obviously he'd been with Gase here, and so Gase had an interest in him, and down in Miami as well as Chicago showed interest. And so, but no, I think that overall, when we look at the package, we think it's a very, very fair package for what he's going to do.
John, it's Les. He's had a little trouble staying on the field, and there have been whispers about his conditioning here and there. Is it time to take him aside and say, okay, we're getting a little more serious here. It's time you got a little more serious as well.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, anybody, anytime they step up when they come off a rookie contract like he is and they step up and, they're getting paid the money and CJ's contract, what he's getting paid in his contract, the expectations always go up. And that's what I told CJ is that, you know what, you know, the expectations of you as a leader as well as somebody that's a part of this organization is all those expectations go up. So with the rise in pay also go the rise of expectations. And I think that, CJ understands that and he's ready to handle that.
John, was your ability to keep CJ a result of Brock leaving? Was there a financial aspect to this now?
I mean, you look at everything, and this situation is always fluid. And so when you start out, you never know where it's going to end up. And that's why it's always fluid and things always change. And so I think that obviously with the situation with Brock going to Houston, it did free up a little bit more cash. And so therefore, we're able to this made this decision pretty easy.
How much of it had to do with just continuity? Because you are losing your starting quarterback. You have lost your primary tight end. You would have lost your starting running back from the Super Bowl. So how much did continuity play into this?
Continuity is important. And I think, and plus we know CJ. We know what kind of guy he is, what kind of player he is. And so he's a guy we like to have in the locker room and a guy that is going to accept the elevation and responsibilities. And so, you know, I think that there's always, you come to this and when you have success, there's always, it's always going to be tougher because there's a lot of people that want your people because of the success that we've had. And so we've dealt with that year in and year out. We'll continue to deal with it. And, you know, as I've always said, we'd love to have everybody back. You'd love to be able to keep everybody that you can, but obviously with the way everything's set up and the supply and demand out there and the teams that, we'll pay what they'll pay for certain players and pay for our players. You know, we try to do the best we can at keeping the right people together.
John, John Lammy from the Fan here. How much pride do you take in finding undrafted guys? Like Chris Harris has turned into a star in this league. C.J. Anderson, undrafted. You guys certainly have an eye for that late-round undrafted talent. How much pride do you take in that, John?
Well, I mean, I think that, that a lot of that goes to our scouting staff and our personnel staff do a tremendous job. But we also understand, as we've talked about since I've been here, is the importance of the draft and the importance of college free agents. And we're going to continue to build there. We're going to try to hold everybody that we can the best we can, but we're going to continue to build through the draft and through the young guys. And so a lot of that credit goes to our scouting staff, Matt Russell and his staff, and we'll continue to work, at finding those diamonds in the rough. I also believe that a lot of it goes with coaching. You know, we've got very good coaching that they're able to teach, and when these young guys come in, teach them, the offense as well as, teach them to be coach and be better players. And I think a lot of that goes to our coaching staff.
John, first time we've talked to you since Brock, and just your general reaction, were you surprised, when Brock did leave, and then what's your plan going forward? Obviously, we know about Sanchez.
Yeah, and I think we're excited about having Mark. I think that, you know, his track record and what he's done, I think that, you know, he's very capable, and you know, he's the first step in the process. You know, with Brock, we went through that process and ultimately came down to what Brock wanted to do, and he made that decision that what he thought was best for him, which was Houston. So, you know, we respect that, and you know, we'll move on and continue to put the best team we can together.
Hey, John, Legwald here. I know folks in Miami thought because they had front-loaded CJ's contract a bit that may preclude you from matching this, and does it inhibit you any in trying to make some moves here moving forward, as you say, with Sanchez being the first step in the quarterback process?
No. I mean, I think that, like I said, it's always – stays fluid. You never know where it's going to be. You can try to plan all you want of where you want it to go, but that's not what happens. And so, obviously, with some of the you know, players that we had leaving, has you know, opened up some other areas for us as far as you know, different players and what we can do, as well as money too. So we'll continue to look at different options.
John, it's Les again. How much more work does there need to be at the running back position and as far as depth and talent? And also, what's the situation with Ronnie Hillman?
Well, you know, Ronnie's obviously testing the market. So, again, that's a fluid situation. Things are starting to calm down a little bit with where we are in free agency. Obviously, we're always concerned with where we are as far as the number of, if you understand the compensatory pick situation of where we are there, too. So, again, it remains to be fluid. We're continuing to study everybody out there, and as opportunities or you know, different players that we believe they can help us come about, then we will, you know, we'll go that direction.
John, how do you guys address on a different topic? The Malik Jackson loss, you have an Ananicki. Bill Kolar's maybe the best at what he does. How do you address specifically Malik's loss? I even though knowing it was, you know, probably going to happen given the money out there the Jets will have.
Yeah, I mean, you hate to lose a player like Malik, but obviously, you know, we're happy for him and the contract that he got. He's been, you know, he did a tremendous job for us the last 4 years, and he played hard. And so, obviously, it didn't match our budget of what we thought we could afford, but we're happy for Malik, and, you know, he played a lot of good football for us. I think, you know, we continue. You never have all the answers. But we do have the draft. We've got 10 picks in the draft, and we'll continue to survey the, you know, the playing field out there as far as what's available in free agency. And so, you know, this is by far finished of what we need to get done, and, you know, we'll continue to each day work at that and trying to find the right guys for our team.
Thank you.